Hi, my name is Rory Newell, and you're listening to The Sod Show.
Welcome and welcome to another Friday afternoon. It's 3 p.m. It is The Sod Show indeed, brought to you with thanks to our super duper main sponsors of the radio show, greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. I need some coffee again, like I did last week on last week's show, and I have it this week with thanks to the gentleman of Two Spots, keeping us awake at 3 o'clock on a Friday. You might be listening on podcast on a Saturday morning. You could be listening on a Sunday. You could be the day before. Actually, tomorrow's show goes out to air. We are in the iTunes, on the Twitter, at Sod Show, on Facebook. Just search The Sod Show, or get this and all the show notes on sodshow.com. If you like us, let us know. If you think we're a bit pants, that's all groovy as well, my man. Two great garden news, a couple of things that came in over the last week. We didn't get a chance to note it on last week's show, but a little bit of research came in from the lovely ladies and gentlemen of Bord Bia. And it's interesting because the headline that they put out was that Irish people spend on gardens a total of 631 million euro. And that's on gardens alone. Do you want me to break some things down, Bobby Brown? Of course you do. Let me give you a little bit of top of the pops. It says that the Ireland garden market, my apologies, is showing very strong signs of recovery. I can vouch for that one indeed. It notes that outdoor flowering plants, which includes hanging baskets, hedges, shrubs and herbaceous plants, are valued at 126 million. The gas thing, it's up 112 million. Landscaping, referring to any consumer spend on garden design and maintenance, is valued at 118 million. That's a 22% increase from 2011. I'd say it's going to be a lot more than that come 2015. The mad stat. And this is something that we're on the verge of discussing in this coming show. You're about to hear with Rory Newell of Waterford Institute of Technology, recently qualified, I should add. And it is great to have him on the show. But it notes that females are the biggest purchasers across most of the garden categories, with over 55s dominating the consumer spend. And you'll understand when you listen to the upcoming show, when you'll hear Rory talking, we're all kind of saying that it should be the younger person coming up, the next generation of gardeners, and how to make it hip and cool. And really, if you are in the garden centre landscaping trade, you have to run with the stats of what we're being told. It's unbelievably crazy. Come the good sunshine, this one might make a little bit of sense to you. Garden products such as garden furniture and barbecue equipment have also seen their market share bounce in 2014 to 303 million compared with 218 million. That's almost 100 million of an increase. Independent garden centres and DIY centres hold close to a 50% share of the garden market, 513 million. Regarding the grow-it-yourself, it notes that it remains popular, with 4% of adults in Ireland purchasing herb, salad and root vegetables to grow at home. And almost half of the spending on herbs, fruit and vegetables for planting is by those under 35 years of age. Yeah, one for the younger crew. And about time, we say, about time. I'm not under 35, but sure, look, I'm not over 55 either. Yeah, I'm kind of piggy in the middle. To the market for fresh cut flowers, and you out there of very great romance. It says that it remains static at 50 million on cut flowers since 2011. As consumers, it does note, however, spend 16 euro on average when buying flowers, you miserable. And these are mainly purchased for the home or as a gift, of course they were. We'll have more information that up on sodshow.com. I'll drop the links into this week's Sod Show. In the meantime, to today's guest, Rory Newell, you do not want to miss this show. Stay tuned. Any feedback at Sod Show on Twitter, the usual links apply, sodshow.com. And big thanks again to radio show sponsors, Greensacks, compostable bags for home and garden. Take care. Chat soon. Part one on the way. Okay, so we're back in Waterford Institute of Technology, and in my company is Rory Newell. It's Newell, isn't it? N-E-W-E-L-L? Okay, Rory Newell. And there's a reason why we did this and decided to do this, because we spoke to Cara and we'd been talking to Paul Smith, who is now famous down in Waterford. People bipped her horns and asked for his autograph, and he's like an all-star hurler from, I don't know, wherever he's outside of Dublin. I'm joking, it's my sense of humour. But what we kind of said, and what the chat myself and Cara had, was that if you're going to do the Young Horticulture thing, inspired by maybe by the Young Horts, well, then the only really way to get the people to come to the college or decide that they might like to go to the college is to listen to the stories of the students. You're not like 17. You've got a beard going on thing, and you're some what, crow's feet? I don't know what. Okay, he's not talking into the microphone, but he's telling me his wife is a beautician. He's got crow's feet, and he's also got a beard. So, for those who are in listening to this in podcast, do you want to tell me what age you are?
I'm 32 years old.
Okay, so you have, I'm gathering, you're now in year three? Is it year four of horticulture?
Yeah, my third year of horticulture here in WIT. So,
explain to me how this works. So I'm backtracking on the maths. That makes you about 28, 29, and somewhere around about the 27, 28, turned around in his head or to the good lady and said, you'll never guess, honey, I'm jacking this thing in and I'm going doing that. And she said, I'm going to do, how are we supposed to get out for dinner?
Well... The story behind how I got into it, if that's what you're asking, is really truly, I always had an interest in horticulture, but as you know, the economy turned and lost a couple of jobs, and I went to America where I worked with a landscaper, and when I came back from America, I again walked into no jobs, lost another job, and I decided it was time to take this a bit more seriously and head down the road of actually getting an education in horticulture.
Did you have a, do you mind me asking this, and I don't mean to be intrusive in this, but more to paint a picture, so did you have a third level qualification before this? What were you before you decided to come to WIT?
Not at all, actually. For a lot of my younger years, when I was about Paul's age, I'd done a lot of fluting around, and I do DJing on the side, so I was a DJ for a number of years, and then I got a little bit more serious. I realised all these late nights and madness had to change, and I went into sales, and I never enjoyed it. I hated my jobs, and it wasn't for me, so in a way the recession worked really well for me, and it was my kind of gateway into what I enjoyed, which is horticulture.
So for those of you who don't know, Rory did say fluting around. Fluting around is like an Irish word, like crack, spelled C-R-A-I-C, not like what something you might get arrested for, crack being good fun, and fluting around, I assume, coming from the Osquelga or the Irish, which is flahulach, which means being a gobshite or being a dosser. Is that a fair way to describe it?
That would be a reasonable way of describing it, yeah. Yeah.
So did you, in short, did you kind of, is it, do I say, suggest that you kind of grew up when you came home from the States? That you had a moment where you turned around, okay, I need to click that switch on and become more serious as a man rather than more serious as a young fella?
Yeah, everyone reaches that point in life, I think. So, you know, you gotta change at some point. You can't be like all the youngsters flying around the place that you have in here, you know, all the time. So you gotta just man up sometime and do what you've gotta do, you know. It's just life, isn't it?
It is indeed, and Brian is back in studio, and he would wholeheartedly agree with you. Why though horticulture? Why? And I know people say to me, I always loved gardening. I mean, seriously, really? But really? I mean, is that not very much the cliche? I mean, I love a McDonald's, and I know I'm going to get shot for saying that by some crowd of organics, but, you know... Nothing wrong with working there, but I always loved gardening. So there's a difference between the two. I you know? Does that make sense? It's a really wrong way to describe it, but does it make sense?
Well, it does make sense, but I mean, there's a lot of kind of stereotypical views of a gardener, we'd say. So, you know, I'm not your typical, what you would see in your mind's eye, horticulturist. You know, I'm not a Monty Don, purple Barney suit wearing kind of character, you know. So I think horticulture is, it's trendy and it's a cool thing to do. And like, I mean, I really enjoy it. But in my younger years, I would never admit to anyone that I was kind of into this kind of, you know. I'd be, in my younger years, I was probably more of a plant pervert than anything else, you know. Kind of enjoying them on the side and not really letting anyone know about it, you know. So I think as you get a little bit older, you know, you kind of shake all these kind of inhibitions and you move on and you just, you get into it. And I dove straight in and I love it, you know.
What did the mates think? What did the friends say? Did the guys who you were going around acting the maggot with and being an idiot and a lad with? If I've got that wrong, I know I'm making it sound a little more extreme maybe, but did the mates give you some stick and turn around and go, you gobshite, you idiot, you? What about the thing we were going to do with the ice cream cones and the road cones? You know, did you get a bit of that?
No, I have to say I didn't. I really didn't. Like most things, I actually forget very quickly if someone says something like that to me, you know. So water off a duck's back, really, if anyone ever commented. But I would say a lot of my friends still don't even know what I do, you know. So that's the way it is.
Okay, to the serious bit, you strike me as a very smart kid, and I say kid, but you strike me as a very smart fellow. So behind the scenes, I would gather there's been a plan in here. I would gather also that you've got the support of the good lady in this case. I would gather that you had to turn around and discuss finances and do all of that thing. We'll get to that bit in a minute, but for the moment, in 1 year's time, you are going to be, I don't know, a 17, 18-year-old equivalent on the market trying to get a place in the first team playing for Arsenal or Man United and in the Premier League. What is that plan? Where do you see yourself? If the Sideshow was to come back in 2 years' time, where would you be?
Well, I'm actually in the industry and I work in a garden centre, but it's not really my focus for what I see myself doing in the future. I have big, huge interests in perennials and trees and a lot of different things, you know, so I would like to specialise in some area, possibly nursery / garden centre, something small, when I win the lotto, of course, you know. Yeah.
So for students who are coming into the horticulture thing, or for people who are new to horticulture, and again, if you're 17 or you're 21 or you're 102 years of age, it doesn't really matter. You're all kind of at the same starting block. The only thing I did find when I came out of college was that the guy who was 40, who was in college with me when I was 17, he came out and he got the jobs quicker because people thought he was in the trade longer. And he wasn't. He just looked older. That's the only difference between the two. And of course, I would have been better looking as well. But then you all knew that. But how important is it to have working experience or to gain that industry insight to work in the trade whilst you're going through college? How big a role does that play with you?
Well, I would kind of agree. I think that a lot of employers don't actually look at a lot of these younger people and give them the opportunities, you know. I mean, at the end of the day, even if they are doing their level 5 and they've just finished and they have ambitions to bring it further, they have more knowledge than a lot of people will ever have about gardening, and they're entirely employable, you know. So I don't see why someone who comes out of college who is younger would not be given equal opportunity as someone who maybe a few years older and may look like they have more experience. But I mean, you know, you don't judge a book by its cover. So
no, but in that context, was it a little bit easier for you to get a job because you, if you don't mind me saying, but you looked a little bit older, the crow's feet and the beard thing going on?
Well, actually, it's funny how I got the job, because like I said to you earlier, you know, I mean, part of being a plant pervert is you're in places checking out plants all the time. So I don't know. I mean, I was younger then. I was 28, but I still think I'm young now, you know. So
I've never had plant pervert on the Sideshow before. It is a Sideshow first, as Katrina would say. But nonetheless, song of the week. And we'll talk to you in part two. Sideshow.
We are indeed back in part two of the Sod Show, at Sod Show on Twitter. If you have any thoughts on this, facebook.com/The Sod Show, where you can go and like us. Do you like us? Do you really? Go like us. Sodshow.com for all of the back catalogue. Rory is still in my company. Rory, what's the college system like here? Is it a boring pain in the ass? Are there bits of it that inspire you? Are there subjects that you cannot stand, but you equally are smart enough to understand why you must do them and must apply yourself? You know, I think when I did the secondary school thing, some people hated physics and other people loved applied maths. And equally, there was some people loved biology and some people hated accounting. What's your speciality? What's your forte? What do you hate?
Well, it's always easy to think about what you hate. And in the course, in any course, there's always going to be things you hate. But I think for a majority of people, they're going to agree that probably some of the business stuff is kind of tough to deal with, because, you know, you're coming in, you want to learn about plants and all and everything you can about horticulture. There are certain things that kind of, you know, give you a downer, but you've got to do them and you've got to respect that they're needed somewhere along the road in your horticultural experience. So, yeah, you take the good with the bad. There are good things and there are bad things, like anything, you know.
What are the good things of the college, the bit that you would, if you were to fill in one of those restaurant comment forms that say, you know, tell us about your experience, tick 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1 if you had a great experience, 5 was shite, and equally any other comments you might have, what would be the bits that you would write to WIT and say, we want more of this sort of thing and we want less of that, subjects aside?
Well, we're lucky in a sense because, we're lucky with all our lecturers, but we have a new girl, Cara Daly, here. She's been here for over a year now. And I personally only know Cara for this year, the third year, because I took a year out from college last year. But she's a fantastic addition to the college. She's really pushing all the younger guys to do things like Young Hort over in England, which is important. You know, it's kind of shaking a lot of these kind of stereotypical views of horticulture. So, I have to say, like, Cara is really shaking the place up at the moment, and she's moving things in a more positive way for people who want to get into horticulture, and WIT in particular.
You say stereotypical. Is there a stereotypical view of gardeners that, as you see it, what is the stereotypical view?
I think so. I think when the majority of people think of gardeners, they may think, you know, an old kind of a raggy jumper down the end of the garden messing around with primroses or whatever, you know. And really and truly, it's not that way. Like, you know, if you look at the college here, like, it's evenly mixed between mature students and younger students come straight in from school. So it'd be nice to kind of change the attitudes of people when they think of a horticulturist or a gardener as such, you know.
Has the media got a big role to play in that? I mean, do you watch gardening on television? Does it get in your nerves, but you watch it anyway? Are there gardening magazines that you love, you don't really want to buy them because they get in your nerves, but you buy them anyway? Is there an element to that? You can also praise good gardening radio shows and podcasts if you like, but tell me just where it stands in your own head.
Yeah, I think The Sod Show is fantastic. Obviously, it's a move in the right direction. This is what you need in horticulture. So it's important that we kind of start doing more things like this, you know, to kind of shake those stereotypical views. Television. Television certainly. When you're kind of subjected to the gardener's world and all this kind of stuff, and they do the same thing obviously every year, and I don't know, has anyone noticed that, but I certainly have, you know. We need to kind of have it more current and, you know, let the public in general see that, you know, it's not your Monty Dons or your Carol Kleins are the only ones that are doing gardening, you know.
In Ireland, we, and I'm not, you know, plumossing or praising the Sod Show on this, but December, January off seasons, as in not main season, we are Ireland's only garden radio show. And it's a little bit of a shame in one sense, because I personally wish there was more. I wish more people started doing podcasts at their back garden. I wish there was a lot more of it. The more people that talk about it, the better, because it's my industry, it's your industry, it's Paul's industry. We don't really have a gardener's world in Ireland. We have, I believe, just one magazine. I'm open to correction on that, and I definitely am open to correction on that. But what's going to change this? Is it that somebody is going to turn around and go, Bord Bia should give us more money? I personally don't think that's the right attitude. I think it's the young hearts, but I mean, it's the yous, it's the you, it's the me, it's the people listening at home that are going to make it. It's the equivalent of the church pamphlet. Is there an element of that required, or is it somebody in the state should give us some money type cliche?
No, like I said, I think shows like the Sod Show are definitely a step in the right direction. Possibly in the winter, you know, with broadcasting in general on the telly, you know, I think awareness should be made as well that gardening isn't just a seasonal thing. Like, for anyone who's a real gardener, they'll know that it's a year round thing, you know. So I mean, maybe we should emphasize more on the quieter months and maybe get people into the mind frame and the mindset that, you know, gardening isn't just for those spring and summer months. You can get people through the doors and doing things and, you know, moving with their gardens. You know, you can start, you're doing your seed from January, February, March, all those kind of things, all important things in gardening. If you're a true gardener, you'd understand that. And I mean, there's an opportunity for everyone there to kind of, it's a great way to spend a few manky hours over the winter as well, doing something like that.
Did you buy into the grow-it-yourself thing? Did you become one of those fanatics? Did you end up going away camping in a park or gardens? Or did you constantly end up going to Madeira so that you could look at the plants at the side of the road? Or are you one of those that when you intend to go and buy the chops and the sausages for the weekend that you kind of hit the roundabout and take a little detour into that other garden centre with herself on Valentine's Day? Do you get clipped across the ear for... Is she shadow throwing pot plants at the back of your head because she's just having gardener-itis, and if I see one more rose, I'm going to thump them one. Have you got that at home?
I think so, yeah. I mean, like, I think it happens on the flip side as well when you go to the shops and you're dragged around and all you're doing is throwing high heels, imaginary high heels, not real ones. Just once. And... yeah, there's an element to that. But I mean, like, when I go to garden centres, I tend to make a thing of it and maybe don't bring the wife, you know, or someone who's less interested.
There you go. If I was to give you a magic wand and look to the future and look into the crystal ball and go 5 years forward and say 5 years' time, Rory is going to be X. What is that X? What's the future hold for you, fast track 5 years?
I would like to be, hopefully, a perennial specialist in Galway, which we don't, as far as I'm aware, have any at the moment.
What's a perennial specialist for those who aren't aware?
The best kind of plants, the ones that come back every year, you know. Best value in the garden anyways, for sure. I'm not a big fan of annuals, and I think you can get there's more longevity in your perennials, and you're getting fantastic colour and things like that, you know. And to bring more unusual perennials to the fore would be a nice thing as well, because there's a tendency for a lot of garden centres to supply the same old thing every time, so...
Oh my God, it is utterly amazing when you come to a college with absolutely no agenda whatsoever, to talk to somebody who you've genuinely never met before and to hear such genuine, from the heart, ambition. And it's an ambition, not for the first time, that is shared by, be it a parent or a partner or a wife or a daughter or a family. And it's fully backed all the way, and the dream just doesn't seem to falter. And that is definitely the case in Rory's. All I can say, folks, is watch this space. Rory, are you on the Twitter thing if people want to give you a shout out or say hello to you?
I've just joined the Twitter machine and I don't fully understand it just now. So it's kind of pie in the sky at the minute, but hopefully with the help of Paul, I can get a bit more proficient on it, you know.
Okay, so Paul is at Paul T. Smith. In the meantime, we will have some kind of contact information up on sodshow.com, at sodshow on Twitter, and facebook.com/thesodshow. His lecturer is Cara T. Daly. They are at HorticultureWIT on the Twitter machine. Just drop us a note and wish him all the best. I've got a funny feeling I'm going to look forward to the interview with Rory, part two, Fast Track 5 years. The DeLorean needs to make a reappearance. In the meantime, thank you. It's been a genuine pleasure.
Thanks very much, Peter.